Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin is in the midst of a machlokes, a discussion between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether on Shmini Atzeres, which today we're knowing as if it's a Safik, the seventh day. We know there's a din to sit in the sukkah, however there's a machlekes, is there a bracha of leishei basukkah said as well? The shita of Rabbi Yochanan is that there is no bracha of leishei basukkah said, and the shita of Rav is that there's even a bracha of leishei basukkah. Now the Gemara brings a right to Rabbi Yochanan from a story with Rav Huna bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Adar, that they came back and it was Shmini Atzeres, which is a Safik Shvi, and they went ahead and they ate in the sukkah and they did not make a bracha. A raya to Rabbi Yochanan that on Shmini Safik Shvi, though we sit in the sukkah, there is no bracha said. The Gemara's mancha, the raya in the Gemara says, perhaps they hold like the mandarma that says, once one makes a bracha in the beginning of sukkahs, that patters up the entire sukkahs. And therefore this is no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. On that, the Gemara answers that Gemiri de me'efer kasi. We know that they came from pasturing their animals, and the Rashi and Taisus say they had not sitting in a sukkah throughout the entire sukkahs. And if I say this was the first time they were going to go ahead and sit in the sukkah, and afilu hacha, they did not make a bracha when they sat in Shmini Safik Shvi. All the Achrayim are very bothered. How is it possible to say that these Gedolim did not make a sukkah, even though in Chanami they were patur out of the Ptur of Halchei Drachin, but to say that they didn't make a sukkah, still they should have gone ahead and made a sukkah, and even more than that, Frechter of Eliashiv. The L'chayr we know that the Gemara Chav Zayin Amad Alv teaches us that on the first night of Sukkot, we learn in Xer Shavah Tesvav Tesvav from Chag HaPesach, the same way over here, the first night of Pesach is a chiyuv to eat matzah. Who had in the first night of Sukkot, the chiyuv to be Yashiv a sukkah. I was Zayin, and in the Torah of Tesvav Tesvav, some Rishonim say that even if it's raining, and when you're sitting in the sukkah, it's raining, I feel hachir chayiv, because the whole Torah of Gisham is I learned that from Teshu Kain Taduru, that you're only mechliv to live in the sukkah the way you live in your own house. However, the chiyuv of the night, the first night of sukkah, which is learned that from Tesvav, Tesvav, is not meshuvah to the halach of Teshu Kain Taduru, and you're mechliv to be dar, even if it's not Kain Taduru. So, Bazai, why aren't they mechliv to go ahead and sit in a sukkah? They don't have the Torah of Teshu came to Duru, the fact that they're Halchei Drachim for the first night. Rabbi Yasha brings down that Mikayath is Kasha, some are Gairus in the Gemara, instead of May Ephra Kaasa, they're Gairus May Ifra, because we know there was a Malkasa Ifra Hormuz, who she was a Malkasa, and Mimela they were busy, he says, with a mitzvah, Pikuach Nefesh, Uchadayma. And Mamela Isaac of Mitzvah is Patamina Mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yashiv speaks out that from Rashi and Tyson and Rasugu, we see clearly they did not learn this way. They learned Kipshutam Afrika Asu that they were pasturing with their animals. And Mamela, the question is Bechaz of Aneir. We're back to the original question that granted, perhaps we could say that they were Patah from Sukkah and Echanami because they were Halchei Drachim and Aptur of Teshu came to Duru. But what happened to the Chiv of Tesvav Tesvav where a person will Chiv to be Yashiv a Sukkah? But Emes, we could answer up this Kasha, I'll go upon him for Rashi and Taisvis, Lucher with the Yisayit that the Marshal says over there in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. The Marshal of Chazayin Oman Aleph says a tremendous chiddush. Zok the Marshal, this that we learn now from Tesvav, Tesvav, that the same way there's a chiv, Achilas Matzah, the night of Pesach, Huadin is a chiv, the night of Sukkah. Zok the Marshal, the chiv is not to do a Maisa Achilu B'Sukkah, but rather the whole chiv is to eat pas, the same way Tesvav, Lel Pesach, the chiv to eat Matzah. Huadin Lel Tezvav of Sukkot, one Mukhliv to eat Pas. Zok the Marshal, it just so happens to be that we know that on Sukkot, once you're eating Pas, you have to eat it in the Sukkah. Because Asr to eat Chutzl Sukkah. However, Zok the Marshal, the Iker Yafusav Tezvav Tezvav, the Iker Chiyav Tezvav Tezvav, is similar to the Achilas Matzah. Same as the Chiyav of Achilas Matzah, Lel Pesach, the Chiyav of Achilas Pas, Lel Sukkot. Memela like the Marshal, it's miyoshev. Because according to the Marshal, the only reason why you have to eat in the sukkah is not also the ikr chiyuv of tesvav. But tesvav is rather only mechayiv and achilah of pas. The male over here, where they did not have a sukkah, and they were potter from having a sukkah, because Teishu came to Duru says they were halchi drachim. The male they ate the pastaka, they were makayim the chiyuv tezvav, and afilu halchi they did not eat in the sukkah. The Gemara comes out the hilchas sa mesa viasfinon bruchi loy mevarchinon. Then on shmini safik shvi, the din is on shmini atzeres we sit in the sukkah, but we do not make a bracha. Now the Rishonim have machlekes. What exactly is the pshat in this pshara? How come we sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha? Taisus is mashma that the Yisayid Adavar is that we're grappling with the concern of zilzul and yomtiv. Taisus, in fact, asked a question. After all, on Shmini Safik Shvi, if the whole Yisayid is we're being naig as if a safik today as well, though today we're baki b'kviya diyarcha, but since minig aviseinu b'yadeinu, and they used to keep the eighth day, and they were mesupik if the eighth day was the seventh day. The Mela Ladiris, we keep this minog of considering the eighth day as a suffix shvi. Zaktaisis, if that's the case, so kumtais, there might be a tzad that it's still the seventh day of Sukkot. I was Zaktaisis, how come there's no chiv to take lieu of an asrig as well? On Shmini Atzeres, after all, it's a suffix shvi. Zaktais viz is a chilik. Since taking lieu of an asrig is mukta, to go ahead and take it on Shmini Atzeres would be naiga mina chayil on Shmini Atzeres. It would be a zilzul on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a yomtiv. You're acting as if it's a regular day of Chol Moed. Mashen zaktaisis by sukkah, there is no zilzul, because sometimes a person goes ahead and eats in his sukkah even after sukkah. He likes to eat outdoors. Sukkasei areva love. It's very geshmak. It's enjoyable to eat outdoors like a picnic, and therefore there is no zilzul in yomtiv. When we see a person sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, we don't see necessarily that he's proclaiming that it's still weekday. It's still Chol Moed. The Melo Chayr, according to Taisus Chayim, that's the pshat as well. Well, you don't make a bracha. If a person just sits in the sukkah, we could just view it like sukkah se'areva love. He enjoys sitting in the sukkah. But if you would go ahead and make a bracha of leishe basukkah, he'd be proclaiming that when he's sitting here is because he's viewing it, that it's still the seventh day, it's still Chol Moed. That would be considered a zilzul in Shmini Atzeres. According to Taisus, we could understand the Emes the Ran as Akasha. L'chayr effect the Ran Akasha, we know on the second night of Pesach, we go ahead and mir mivarech, we make a bracha, and we count the Sfiras HaEmer. Now the second day of Pesach is also the same Yisayid, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Really, Min HaTorah is only one day of Pesach, in the beginning, one day of Yom Tov in the beginning. The Yisayid, we keep two days, the same Yisayid. They are to suffix because in days when they were Mekadosh Al-Piri'iyah, people living outside of Chutz La'aretz weren't sure which day was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore when we suffix, they have to keep a second day. Zakhtaran, so how do we go ahead and count Sfir Sa'imah the second night of Pesach? Ulchaira, we should be chayshish for a design to Yantav Sheni. It's as if we're saying that it's not Yantav. It's as if we're saying it's already Cholomai from the fact that we go ahead and do Sfir Sa'imah. So the Ran answers on this two terutzim. Either Dr. Ran, there's a difference. When we go ahead and make the bracha of Leishei Basukkah, if on that very same kais, we would say, we go ahead on that kais and we say Shmini Atzeres and Kiddush, and then on that very same kais, we go ahead and make a bracha of Leishei Basukkah, that's considered a zilzul to Shmini Atzeres. And on the very same kais, we're saying it's Shmini Atzeres, and at the same time we're saying it's still Chol, we're acting like it's still Chol, that's considered a zilzul. Mashenkin Dr. Ran, Sfiras Ha'aymer, the second night of Pesach, where it's not happening at the same time. When you make Kiddush, you say Shmini Atzeres. Later on in the night, you go ahead and count Sfiras Ha'aymer. Well, that's not a zilzul. The Ran says, but Amnesty, you don't have to come on to that. By Sfiras Ha'aymer, there is no choice at the Ran. Because since today we do know the Kviya Diyarcha, and we know really good and well that when the second night of Pesach comes, it's really already the time to count Sfiras Ha'aymer Midaraisa. You can't be Iker Achiv Deiraisa because we want to go ahead with the minhag HaVisein be a Dein and be Naig as if it's a Safik. Mashenkein Zakhtaran, when it comes to sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the exact opposite is true. We know that there is no real Chiv to go ahead and sit in the Sukkah. The whole din that we're sitting in the Sukkah is only a Derabbanan to Kedin al Tminhag HaVisein be a Dein to be Naig like we used to be Naig with this day as if it's a Safik. And when Mele Zakhtaran, we could go ahead and sit, but we don't make a bracha, but we don't go ahead I make a bracha. Now, this that the Ran says, that by Sfira Sa'imar, the reason why we're not chayshish for Zilzal is because Sfira Sa'imar is a deraisa. But Emes, that's only good according to the shittas that hold that Sfira Sa'imar b'zmanazeh is a deraisa. So we could say the Svar of the Ran, that Dalei Nechanami, it's a Zilzal in Yom Tov Sheni, but there is no choice. L'maisa mi deraisa, we know good and well it's the time for Sfira Sa'imar. One has to count. However, Taisus in Megill on Daf Chav says clearly that Tfiras Aimer Bizman HaZeh is only a Derabbanan. And L'chaira, according to Taisus, we have to understand what's the pshat that by Tfiras Aimer we go ahead and a Mavarech on the second night. Why are we concerned with the problem of Zilzal? But Ba'emes Taisus could hold like the first Malach of the Ran. That the first Malach of the Ran was that the only time that's a real concern of Zilzal is when we're making a bracha of Leishei Basukah together on the same kais that we said it's Yom Shmini Atzeres. That's a Zilzal. Kapanim Taisus could hold like the first Malach of the Ran that since when you're going ahead and making the Sira Saimer, it's afterwards, Mimela, there is no Zilzal. So Kapanim, it comes out, Lemaisa, Shitas Taisus is the reason for the Pshara on Shmini Atzeres that we sit in a Sukkah, yet we do not make a bracha. It's the same reason why we don't take lulav and asterisk. By taking lulav and asterisk, which is muktzah, so everyone sees you're being naiv in Shmini Atzeres as if it's a regular weekday. That's a zilzal in Shmini Atzeres. Ashenkin sitting in a sukkah where people could just say, Sukkasa Areva love, he enjoys the sukkah. So that's not a zilzal. Ashenkin to make a bracha, that would be a zilzal. The riff is mashma, that it's stomach problem, that it's a tarte this afternoon. Not necessarily because it's a zilzal. Just how could one go ahead and make a bracha leishei basukah at the same time that he's acting as if it's yontif? The riff is not mashma so much out to inin of zilzal, he's mashma more to bar to tie to the sas and emes. The meiri brings down two separate timim. He brings down the time of zilzal and he brings down the time of tie to the sashi. And finally, we have the third mahalach of the Mordechai brings down b'shem the Riva that the issue of Shmini Atzeres is a cheshash of mechzi kabal taisiv. It looks as if you're being meisif on the mitzvah. And me'ela zakta ravya to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, since we know that when one eats in the sukkah, he makes a bracha b'shas achil of leishei basukkah, and now in Shmini Atzeres, he's not making a bracha, me'ela there's a hecker, that the person's not coming to be meisif on the mitzvah. Ashenkin zakta ravya to go ahead and sleep in the sukkah, since we know that by Shina, the din is at the Rav Yah, that we don't make a bracha on Shina, so if someone sleeps in the sukkah, it looks the same like he does during the regular sukkahs. And I would say, it's matzli kemaisif, Dr. Rav Yah, looks like a problem of Altais, it looks like you're adding to the mitzvah. Now the Torah, in Arachayim Simitafresh Samaches, is mashma that he goes al darach taisvis. He says that we go ahead and eat in the sukkah and shmini atzeres, but we do not make a bracha because by making a bracha we be naig within a mincha. And as is mashma in the Beis Yosef over there in the Torah that he understands in the Torah similar to taisvis that the yisayid hadavar of shmini atzeres is we go ahead and sit in the sukkah because we could say sukkase areva alav. And it's not a bizarre to Shmini Atzeres, but to make a bracha of Leishei Basukah would be announcing that we are still viewing this day as if it's still Chalomai, that would be Zion to the Yantav of Shmini Atzeres. The Beis Yosef is Maisif, that even though the Rav Yah says not to sleep in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, the Beis Yosef ever says from the stima of Kol HaPaiskim is Mashma, that one indeed should sleep in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. And the emes azay is the shitas hagoyin, and that's what the Rashi says beferish in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah and after Zayin that one sleeps in the sukkah as well in Shmini Atzeres. And the Ritva Masechtas Sukkah and Laman Aleph on the Beis as well says one sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. However, the Darkei Maisha argues with the Beis Yosef, and the Darkei Maisha says that not only according to the reason of the Rav Yah would one not go ahead and sleep in the sukkah. But he says, even according to the Tam of Taisus and the Tor, that the reason why we're allowed to sit in the sukkah is because it's not considered a zilzal to Shmini Atzeres, because not necessarily is the person proclaiming that he's viewing the day as a weekday, rather he's just sitting at Kashasukase Areva. Zakta Darkei Maisha, the Ramah, you could say that that svar is only a svar when it comes to eating. People go ahead and eat outside, outdoors, like a picnic. However, to sleep outside in a hut, that's not b'derech kol, the derech of b'nei Adam. M'mela, to people's eyes, it looks like as if you're saying that it's still sukkahs. M'mela, that's at the Darkei Maisha, comes out for your MS. The Dominic is not to sleep in the sukkah. Be'emes, there's another nidin when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, which we're naig with Shmini Atzeres, that is a din safik shvi. What is a din with eating peris? Something which we know generally we do not make a bracha on leishav sukkah in the sukkah. What's the halacha with eating peris? Should one eat it in the sukkah, or perhaps someone should eat it chutz l'sukkah? Pashas, one could have said that the chayr the svar will be tali, and the reason of taisus or the reason of the ravya. According to taisus, the yisoid why one is able to eat in the sukkah, and it's not considered a zilzul in shmini atzeres, because taisus says, after all, pa'amim shesukasaya revelav, sometimes a person enjoys eating outdoors. According to the siba of taisus, the svar of taisus, the chayr huadin, eating fruits, one would allow to be go ahead and eat fruits outside in the sukkah and shmini atzeres. And perhaps one even should eat the fruits, according to Taisus. There would be a milah. There's no chiyuv, but there would be a milah to eat the fruits outside in the sukkah. However, one could say that according to the reason of the Ravya, that the Ravya says, but actually we have a problem that it looks like you're adding to the mitzvah. The only reason why we allow you to go ahead and eat in the sukkah is because since you do not make a bracha, and that itself is a proclamation that I'm not going ahead and doing this l'shem mitzvah. V'haraya, I'm not making a bracha. So according to the Ravya, that when it comes to fruits, there will be no hacker. Because since you never make a bracha on fruits, so Mela, when you're sitting there eating fruits in your sukkah and not making a bracha, it can't serve as a hacker because you always don't make a bracha on fruits. So perhaps, like the Ravya, there would be a problem to eat the fruits in the sukkah because it looks like you're being maisif on the mitzvah. However, the Achronim say that there's a svara to be matir, even according to the svara and the shittas haravya, that perhaps we could argue hagufa. The exact opposite is true. When do I say that it's looked upon as if the person's adding to the mitzvah, where he's eating in the sukkah, something which is mechuyev to be eaten in the sukkah? So it looks like, why is he eating in this in the sukkah? It must be that he's announcing to us that he's being mekayim the mitzvah sukkah still today on Shmini Atzeres. So he's saying as if it's still Chol Hamoed, it's still the seventh day. Mashenkin by Peiros, when Me'ikar Adin, the din is, you're not mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah. If so, this that a person's going ahead and eating the fruits does not take on the view, doesn't make us look as if he's going ahead and being maisif on the mitzvah. The emes d'achra of the Mishnah Berurah is that a person can do whatever he is comfortable with. Either he can eat the fruits in the sukkah or out of the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says either way is okay. And the Chuvas Ksav Sefer and Arachayim Simen Kafchuf, the Ksav Sefer brings down from the Anhaga of his father, the Chsam Sefer, and he says on the night of Shmini Atzeres, Yorad Moshe makes the kasel lehabayis. Moshe, his father, the Chsam Sefer, went down from the sukkah into the house to go ahead to go to sleep in the house, and he ate peres chutz l'sukkah. Yidafka ate fruits outside the sukkah, which would be mashma that the Chsam Sefer must have had such a mesira dafka to go ahead and eat the fruits outside the sukkah. Now we find the interesting different minhagim by Chassidim and by other members of Klal Yisrael. Some people only make kiddush and go ahead and eat in the house. And be'emes, it's a big question, Pasha Samar Gemara. The Gedolim already, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Kfar Tzalchu Gedolim, that how could we go ahead and do such an haga? After all, the Gemara seems to come out beferish, Mesa V'yav Sinan, Bruchi Laim V'Archinan. And I say, it's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that the din is on Shmini Atzeres, we sit in the sukkah, we just don't make a bracha. So this Fas Emes Be'emes comes to Fa'em for the minig of the Chassidim, and he says perhaps we could Fa'em for the Gemara, that the Gemara does not mean to say that there's actually a chiv to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara just means to say, Mesa V'yasvinon, if you're going to go ahead and sit in the sukkah, Ruchi Lev Achinon. However, don't go ahead and make a bracha, because then it'll be Machzi Kabal Taisiv. Or they look like a zilzul in the yantiv. However, maybe in the Gemara itself, one could entertain such a mahalach. Avul Chayr and Taisus, it's very shver to learn like the mahalach of the Sfas Emes. Taisus says clearly in his lashon, "Beluav leratzel l'sakin klal sheitlenu haluv misafik." By luav and esrig, Zak Taisus didn't want to make a takana to take the luav and esrig only by sukkah. The Ashmaisa Taisus is that what we're dealing with is a real takana. There's a takana to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And I bezoi back to the original question, what's the pshat in these different minhagim that we find that people go ahead and just make kiddush in the sukkah and go ahead and eat in their house? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tafresh Samaches, Sifkatin Gimel Dalet Hey and Vav, explains a very beautiful pshat in this minhag. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, the pshat in this minhag is, after all, Taisus explains to us, what is this Yisai that we're Mesav Yasvinam and Bruchi Leim of Archinan, and also what is the pshat, why if we're being Naig on Shmi Atzaris, as if it's a Safik Shvi, we should take Luv and Asig as well. And that Taisus Shtelovek for us the Yisai, that there's an issue over here of being mezalzel and shmini atzeres, and therefore dafka by sitting in a sukkah, since there's a svara of sukkasei areva love, the sukkah is enjoyable to eat in, a person enjoys a picnic, therefore there is no zilzul and shmini atzeres, does not look as if you're coming to say that it's still chol hamoed. But the vada bracha is not said, because that would be saying that it's still chol hamoed. And who had to take lulav and esrog, which is muktzah, it would be as if making a proclamation that today is not a yomtiv, which would be a zilzul in the yantif. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, pshat in this minhag was that in these places it was freezing cold. And therefore, if someone would go ahead and sit in the sukkah, there'd be no svar to say sukkasa areva love. After all, it's freezing cold. How can you say that what he's doing is because he enjoys the outdoors? Mela from there shtam the minhag that they went ahead and they only made a kiddush in the sukkah. When they only did certain things, they just made a kiddush in order just to show that they don't want to be mevatel takan of chazal legamri. So in order to keep the takan of chazal alive, the alkapanim, they made a kiddush in the sukkah. But to go ahead and sit in the sukkah, we're back to square one. We're back to the problem of zilzul and yantiv. Mimela zakta Aruch HaShulchan, lefize, in places where it's taka nice and warm, and it's taka enjoyable to sit outside, avada the takana stays the way it is, that the din is bedafka to go ahead and sit in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah, the Aruch HaShulchan says. That is the shita of Aruch HaShulchan, that's the way he comes to explain the minhag that we find in Klal Yisrael. Now, b'negeya, this ikar inyan of sleeping in the sukkah and shmini atzeres, the fascinating machlokes that we find. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis says, "Lama taikin marin kishen aimden v'taikin marin kishen yashvin kedil arve v'asatan." Why do we find that we blow tki ha-shofar two times? Zok the Gemara kedil arve v'asatan in order to ma'ariv the satan. We do it one time by Kriyas HaTorah, and one time we do it as well during the Shemayna Esrei. The Gemara says the reason is he ma'ariv the satan. Frek Taisa Akash and Mesechet Rosh Hashanah and after Zion and Beis on the top. Tema Ka'avim Shem Bal Taisif. We know that there's a lab deraisa, there's an issa for someone to add to the mitzvah HaTorah. So how do we go ahead? The Torah told us to blow shay for a certain amount of times, and we go ahead and we add to the mitzvah. How do we go ahead and do that? L'chayr, there's a problem with Bal Taisif. Taisis in Rosh Hashanah answers, the Yishleimer, the ain't shayach Bal Taisif basiyas mitzvah achas beiz ba'amin. Bal Taisif is not when you just repeat a mitzvah twice. K'gayin kayin and mevarech, v'chayzim mevarech, Aisi tzibur atzim, like a kayin if he says the Berchus Kehanim to that tzibur, and then he repeats the Berchus Kehanim another time. A night a luv of a chayz of a night, or someone picks up a luv of an esrog and then puts it down and picks it up another time. V'chein tekeah v'chayz of a tekeah. Someone blows shayfer and then blows shayfer another time. Zok Taisus. In such a case, there is no issue of Bal Taisif. Bal Taisif is only when there be maisif in the mitzvah itself, not when one goes ahead and repeats a mitzvah. However, the Rashba argues with Taisvis, and the Rashba says that there's a much simpler reason why there is no issue about Taisiv. Hikshub Taisis, Haka'avim Mishum Bal Taisiv, Zak the Rashba, Mesephtis Rosh Hashanah. Zak the Rashba, the reason why there's no Bal Taisiv, Mistabra, Dele Kasha Klau. Mistabra, that it's not a question of Mechal. Dele Amru Hasam, Ne'ika Mishum Bal Taisiv, Elba Mashu Maisiv Midas Atzmai. Zok the Rashba, where is there Bal Taisa? When a person himself, Midas Atzmai, adds to a mitzvah. Kagain Kayin Shahaisiv Bracha Mishalai. Like, for example, a Kayin who goes ahead and adds a bracha, he decides to add a bracha. That's the issue of Bal Taisa. Masha Enkem and Masha Amnu Chacham Vitiknu Vitzairich Enkem Bal Taisa. When the Chacham go ahead and made a takana, there is no issue of Bal Taisa. The Par Amr Taira, Al Pia Taira Sheyarucha. The Taira says, listen to the Chachamim, and therefore there's no issue of Bal Taisa. Vitaylucha. Zok the Rashba, I'll bring you a raya. Dashmini shall sukkah bizman azeh. Mitzvah shel devrayim. After all, the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres to sit in a sukkah bizman azeh is only a derabbanan. The Yeshenim, the Eichlin Bala Mitzvah. And we go ahead and sleep in the Sukkah and eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres Le Mitzvah. The Afagav, the Bekin, Hashta, Bekivu, the Yarcha. Even though now we know good and well that Shemini Atzeres were Baki in the Mayadim, and we know good and well that Shemini Atzeres is Shemini Atzeres, it's definitely not a Safik seventh day. But the Pshat is, since Rachamim went ahead and said to keep the Minog, and Melech Takana Midrabanan to go ahead and keep it, and Melech, there's no issue about Taisif. Therefore, who had the Maitkiya Shaifer, Zakti Rajba, Alphagav the Amr Torah Tiku, and Chachamim go ahead and say to blow another time, Mitzvah l'shmael, the Chachamim l'isasa, the Torah itself tells us, listen to the words of Chachamim, the male is like the Rajba, there is no issue about Taisif. So we have to understand what exactly is the machlekes over here that we find between the Rajba and Taisif. And according to the Shitas HaRajba, when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, Zakhtar Rajba, blowing the shayfar, Zakhtar Rajba, there's no issue because, after all, you're listening to the words of the Chachamim. And Mashenken, according to Taisus, Vais Techais, that's not a svar. The whole svar is that by Tekiya Shayfar to do it twice, you're just repeating a mitzvah twice. Dafka over there is no issue about Taisus. What exactly is the side of the Machlaikis? And Rashi Masech this Ervin on Daf Tzadi Vavav Min Aleph is also mashma that he goes with the Mahalach of Taisus, that theoretically sleeping in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres should have been an issue about Taisus. And in fact, Rashi explains when the Gemara over there in Erevin asks the Kasha, that according to the Manda Amr, that one transgresses Baal Taisif, even without a Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, the Gemara asks, I bezei someone who sleeps in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres should be Iver. Rashi says that the reason why we hold there's no issue of Baal Taisif is because the person sleeping there is Mechavan, that the only reason why he's sleeping is because it might be the seventh day. So you see in Rashi as well, that just because the Chachamim told you to do it, theoretically there could have still been an issue about Taisif, which is like the Mahalach of Taisif. The Chayr Taisif and Taisif see a big insight. That even if the Chachamim go ahead and are masakin something, Taisif holds that there still would be a potential issue about Taisif. Because even though in Chanami the Torah says the Chazal could go ahead and make a Takana, they could go tell us to light Ner Chanukah. Over there it's different. Like Ramesh's Medayik and Shuv and Chelik Aleph Simon Yer Gimel. That Rashi Mesech this Erev and his Masha, the Baal Taisif of Shmini Atzeres is that you're adding to the mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah says sit in a sukkah for 7 days. And you're saying, no, it's an 8-day mitzvah. So that's called an addition to the mitzvah of the Torah. Ashenki Ner Chanukah, where the Chazal say, Midrabanan is a new Indian, Midrabanan to light in Ner Chanukah. That's not adding to the mitzvah of Torah. The mail over there is no issue. Mashenka and Taisus holds that theoretically, if the pshat would be that it would be called adding to the mitzvah of the Torah, the Chachamim Gufa would not be able to be misak in such a takana. There would be an issue about Taisus, both for the Chacham to misak in it and for a person to go ahead and do it. And the whole Torah of Taisus and Rosh Hashanah just is that over here to make a person blow tekiyas twice, that's not called Baal Taisus because it's not adding to a mitzvah. But Enoch and Ami Taisus does not hold it. You could just say, well, since the Chachamim said it, therefore it's a non-issue. And Taisus would have to understand that Shemini Atzeres, the reason why there's no issue, is like Rashi and Ervin says, because over there, you're talking not sitting there out to the eighth day. You're sitting there because you're saying perhaps it's the seventh day. And only because of that, it is a non-issue. Let's move on now to a new inyan. The Gemara brings down a memory from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Oimrim Zman b'Shemini Shachag. One says the Bracha of Shechayonu on Shemini Atzeres. And the Gemara says that this is different than the seventh day of Pesach. Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara says, the Shemini is regular b'fnei atzmehu. It's considered its own yantiv, that the same way Sheshiv Simei Achag to Unin Karban, a Karban needs to be brought v'shir, u'bracha, v'lina. There's a din of lina that one has to sleep over in Yerushalayim. So too Shemini Atzeres considered a yantiv b'fnei atzmei. And one has to go ahead and sleep over the night of Shemini Atzeres. He cannot travel home. Taisus asks the Kasha, the L'chaira, why does the Gemara say that the reason why one sleeps the night of Shemini Atzeres is because of the Yisayit of Lina? After all, we know that there's a din of Shalmei Simcha. The Mishnah Membeis on the base says that all 8 days a person is mechuyav to bring a karban of Shalmei Simcha to eat the meat. And the halacha is that even the whole year, once a person brings a karban, the din is, the day that one brings a karban, one has to go ahead and sleep over that night. Like the Sefri learns out, like Taisus Panisu Babaiker, the halach de la'ayalecha. And the Sefri says, perhaps I would say only to be marba karban is similar to a karban pesach, an animal karban. How do I know to be marba Eifes, bird, menachais, etim, uvavaina. From Upanisa tells me that kalpina shata paina, yehem in a bike avail. Whenever a carbon is brought, the day that the carbon is brought, the lach is one has to sleep over that night, and then he has to leave in the morning. He has to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. Eiva zayfek taisa kasha. Why does the Gemara say that Shmini Atzar is to consider a regal b'fnei atzmai as far as sleeping over? L'chayra, it's Pasha one has to sleep over, even without the fact that Shmini Atzar is a regal b'fnei atzmai. After all, Shalmei Simcha must be brought on Shmini Atzar, and therefore one has to sleep over because of the carbon. Taisus answers that I could find you a case where a person did not actually bring the Shalmei Simcha on the eighth day itself when he came to Yerushalayim, but rather he had sent the Shalmei Simcha the day before. The halacha is the Shalmei Simcha could be eaten for 2 days. Therefore, he has meat of the carbon for Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, mitzad the chi of lina is only on the day you bring the carbon. Since he did not bring the carbon on Shmini Atzeres, there would be no chi of lina. Memelo or mechadish also the hairs like the Gemara that Shmini Atzeres, the fact that it's a yomtiv, that itself creates a chi of lina that one has to go ahead and go to sleep in Yerushalayim that night and only leave in the morning. Now, b'negeah this etzim halacha of lina, that Taisus teaches us that by every carbon there's a din, when a carbon is brought, there's a mechayev of lina. B'emes is a shtak akash on the Rambam. The Rambam in Parakei Mehilchos Klei Hamikdash Halacha Zayin paskins that the Kohen Gadol, his dira, has to have a dira kavua in Yerushalayim, and that's where he constantly remains. And the makar of the Rambam, the Achrayim grapple, where is the makar of the Rambam, this halacha that a Kohen Gadol must live in Yerushalayim? We don't seem to find in any Gemara such a hint to such a inyan. The Achrayim are Mazber Zakhtar Rabbi Yashiv, that the Makar is from the din that we learned today of Lina. We know that Kohen Gadol had a special halacha, he had to bring a carbon every day. The Minchas Chavitim had to be brought every day by the carbon. And since by every carbon, there's a classic halacha, a general rule that by every carbon there's a din that you need lino, panisa babaykar. Whenever a person brings a carbon that day, he must sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. The male of the Kohen Gadol, since he has to bring a Minchas Chavitim every day, so automatically he must live constantly in Yerushalayim in order to be able to fulfill his chiyuv of lina. But Be'emez L'chayr the Ishtaka Har on this Mahalach from the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener over here in the Sugya brings down the Be'emez Yeshul Tmaya, that this din of the Sefri that says that on every carbon there's a chi of lina in Yerushalayim, the Rambam never brings it down. The only place where the Rambam brings it down is only in Hilchas Bikurim and Perek Gimel Lachi Yadalid. Over there he says that din at the Bikurim there's a din you need lina, because kolpina shatapayna should only be babayker. But when they get every other carbon, the Rambam does not bring down this halacha. And the Aruch Lener blives the Tzarech in. Why is that so? L'chayra, we have a Sefri that says clearly that there's this din of lina by every carbon. So be'emes, I'm not answering the Rambam, but ha'miya, the Rambam is mashma, that the din lina he holds is only by Bikurim, for some reason. And I bazaar, if that is so, so then we can't say this mahalach in the Rambam, that the makar of the Rambam, why the Kohen Gadol must live in Yerushalayim, is based on the fact because he brings the carbon every day, and therefore he has to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. And al karchot, there has to be a different makar, if we assume that, there has to be a different makar of Shah in the Rambam, why he says the Kohen Gadol must have a house in Yerushalayim, and he must live in Yerushalayim. Let's move now to another Nakuda. Now the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Eimer Zman Bishmini Shelchag, one says Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Leim Misayele. After all, Rabbi Yehuda had said Shmini is a regular with Neatzmehu, that the same way the 7 days of Sukkot need their own carbon, a shir, a bracha, and lina. And like Rashi explains, that there was a special shira that was said during the days of Sukkot. So Avon Shmini Atzeres, Rashi says it was not told to him, was not explained to him what the shira was on Shmini Atzeres, but there was a separate shira. All the shiras of Sukkot dealt with the inyan of Matnas Aniyam. Since the Zman of Asifa Sukkot, people are gathering in their Tvuah, it's a time to give Lekha Shikha and Peah and Maiser. Therefore, the shira that was sung in the Beis HaMikdash was Binu Bayer and Ba'am, that people should realize to go ahead and give the Matnas Aniyam. However, Shmini Atzeres, Rashi says, had its own shira. However, Rashi doesn't know which one it was. Taisus brings down from the Masechta Seifrim that it was mashma that in the shuls they used to say Lam Natzeach al Hashminis, and Taisus says perhaps as well the Levi and the Beis Hamikdash said the Shir of Lam Natzeach al Hashminis. Taisus says it's mashma in the Yishalmi that way as well. Akoponim according to Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Atzeres is a din of a regular from the Atzmai. That the same way the Shivas Yimei Achag need a carbon, a shear, a bracha, and lina, so too Shmini Atzeres needs its own carbon, shear, bracha, and lina. The Gemara goes further, and the Gemara then asks, and on the base, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Tan Lina, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmini Atzeres needs lina? V'atanya demei lor nebrais to Yehuda Aimer Minayin lePesach Sheni she'enoy toim lina. How do we know that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, someone forgot to bring a Karban Pesach during Nisan? So the halacha is that he brings it during Pesach Sheni. In the case a person was a Aines, or he was a Derech Rechaika, the halacha is that he brings a Pesach Sheni, or if he was a Tamei, the halacha is that he brings a Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda says that how do we know that by Pesach Sheni, though he brings a carbon on Yudalit Iyar, the halacha is he does not have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. Zok to Rabbi Yehuda, because in the parasha of Lina, the Torah says upon Isav Abayka Alach Olay Alecha, and right after or afterwards it says Sheishas Yomim Teichal Matzis. So from there we darshan only a yantiv which has shisha doesn't need lina. A yantiv which does not have shisha does not need lina. Zakti Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda coming to exclude? L'chayr is coming to exclude Shmini Atzeres. That since Shmini Atzeres is only a one-day yantiv, we learn out the din of lina is similar to Pesach. My Pesach, which is a 7-day yantiv, dafka such a yantiv needs a lina. Mashenkin Shmini Atzeres, the yantiv of Shmini Atzeres mitzad the din lina of Shmini Atzeres. Over there is no din lina because it's only a 1-day yantiv. So Zakti Gemara, L'chayra, we mean to exclude Shmini Atzeres. Zakti Gemara, no. When we say that by Pesach Rishon, there is a din lina, and it's Pesach Rishon is something which has 6 days, it's a 7-day yantiv, we just mean to exclude Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni does not have a lina. However, Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, would have a lina. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a 1-day yantiv could have lina. The whole meat is dafka and Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara says, Hachanam Mistaber, makes sense like you're saying, because after all, we learned, Allah, that by Bikurim, besides the fact that Bikurim need a carbon shlomim brought with them, there's a shir as well, and there's tenufa, and there's lina. The lach is, one has to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. And after all, who is the man, the Amr, who says that there's tenufa done when one brings Bikurim, he has to wave the Bikurim in all the different directions, the halach of tenufa, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is the same man, the Amr over there, who says that it needs lina. So what do I see? I see that even on Yantav, which is not for 7 days, there's still halach of lina. So in Melo Zakti Gemara, that would be a raya as well, that who Adin Rav Yehuda would agree Shmini Atzeres, even though it's only 1 day, the halacha is that it needs a lina. Now, there's a very fascinating Rashi over here. Rashi over here, when he explains Pesach Sheni, Rashi the Ramaskul Panisa Babaiker, Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, Einai Asr B'chametz. Pesach Sheni is not Asr in Chametz, Ela Shetoin Matzah L'mitzvah. All you need is to eat the matzah together with the Pesach Sheni, v'eichel chametz miyad. And then immediately afterwards, you could go ahead and eat chametz. Rashi is medayik, however, to eat chametz at the same time that you're eating the Karban Pesach with the matzah, that would be aser. Rashi says that the whole din is, eichel chametz miyad, that immediately afterwards, don't say ima, you can eat chametz with it, but only miyad afterwards, you can go ahead and eat chametz. Be'emes Rashi in Parshas Ba'aloyischa, Rabbi Yasha brings down in Parak Tes, Pasuk Yud, says klar this way as well, the Parshas of Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Isser Chametz of Pesach Sheni, Ela Imei Bachi Lasei. The only time there's Isser Chametz when it comes to Pesach Sheni is only when it's eaten together with the Karban Pesach, which is Mashu from Rashi, that when to eat the Chametz together with the Karban Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, there is an Isser of Achilas Chametz. The Milchas Chinuch already asks, the Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph, where did Rashi get such a Mekar that there should be an Isser of eating Chametz together with Pesach Sheni? If you're going to say it, the problem is that since eating chametz is a dvar rishos, the mele is going to mevatel the time of the mitzvah, which is the Karban Pesach. But Zakhtar Menachas Chinuch himself already in Mitzvah Vav says that when we're dealing with a min b'she'enai minite, when it's not the same min, the din is Rishus is not mevatel a mitzvah. Why not? Because since we all tam ke'ikir deraisa, the taste of something as a din like the ikir itself, b'meil al-alacha is the dvar Rishus, which is a min b'she'enai minite, cannot be mevatel the mitzvah. And he's meisah the Menachas Chinuch that even according to Shitas Rashi, the kol makim holds tam ke'ikir is not a deraisa. However, by Kachim, the Gemara comes out in Schulin, that Naisir and Pigel, which are Kachim, there's Tam Kicker, there's Isa. Ibazai over here, you cannot say the reason why you cannot eat the Chametz together with the Karm Pesach is because the Chametz is a Dvar Rishus, and the Mela will be Mavatul, the Tam of the Achilas Pesach. Because the Chaira by Kachim, the din is Tam Kicker, there's Isa. And in Mela, the Rishus should not be Mavatel and Mitzvah. Mela Menachas Chinuch has Shver. What's Pshat Rashi? Where does Rashi come from that you cannot eat Chametz together with the current Pesach Sheni? The Emes of Liyashu says that the Etim Chiddush of the Menachas Chinuch to say in Rashi that by all Kachim will apply this Yisayi of Tam Kikir Deraisa. The Emes of Menachas Chinuch is a tremendous Chiddush. Because the Emes, this that we find that we're Mach, we're Benegea, Noisir, and Pigel, that even the Tam Asers, that's a special Xeris HaKasav by the Yisurim, by Noisir and Pigel. But Mehecha Tesi to say this Lekula, to say that Tam Ke'ikr will work even Lekula, to say your Yaiti Yechiyu of Achilas Karim Pesach Sheni, because the Tam of the Chametz is not Mevatlet, because Tam Ke'ikr Deraisa by Kachim goes even Lekula. Mechatezi is Dr. Rabbi Yashim. L'chayra the Chiddush of the Torah was just Benegea Chumra, Benegea Naisir and Pigel. The Emes of Rabbi Yashiv Ramei Simcha Meshech Chachma comes to explain the words of Rashi. They have to answer up the question, the Menachas Chinuch, where did Rashi learn out this new Yisayid that one cannot eat the Pesach Sheni together with Chametz? Dr. Meir Simcha, the Pshat and Rashi is, he learned it out from Alav Haba Mechal HaSei. After all, the Torah, when it describes the Achila Pesach Sheni, the Torah teaches us, Al Matzah Yisum V'rayim Yechu, it should be eaten together with Matzah and Mar. So therefore, it's Alav Haba Mechal HaSei. It's Meduyeh that Dafka, it should be eaten together with Matzah and Mar. Mechlal, it should not be eaten with Chametz. Memeel, it's Alav Haba Mechal HaSei, which has a din of an HaSei. Rabbi Yashu says the Etzim Yisayid of Ramei Simcha is a tremendous Chiddush to Mechadish. Then over here there's a new Lav Haba Mechal HaSei. But Al-Kalpanim, it comes out from the Chiddush of Ramei Simcha that even if you already ate a Kazayis of Pesach, there would still be a Lav Haba Mechal HaSei to go ahead further and eat more of the current Pesach together with Chametz. Let's move now to a new inyan. The Gemara teaches us there's halacha by Bikurim, that Bikurim are Tu'un and Tanufa. The din is when Bikurim are brought, the halacha is, one has to do a Tanufa, waving the Bikurim in all the directions. Tysus brings down from the Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Bikurim, Mishnah Vav. He explains that the Mishnah over there says that in the middle of the Kriya, we know when a person brings Bikurim, he makes a Kriya, and in the middle of the Kriya was the Tanufa. Like it says over there in the Mishnah in Bikurim, he gial arami ayved avi, when it comes time, and he is ready at the time where he mentions arami ayved avi, mayrit hasal miksefai, he takes the basket off his shoulder, v'aychsai b'sifsaisam, and he holds the basket by its rim, v'kayim aniach yodei tachtav umanifai, and the kayim places his hands beneath the basket, and together they go ahead and do a tenufa. And he reads him Arami Ivet Avi Bishas, when he enters in the middle of the Kriya, he's doing this Tanufa, he completes the Kol Parsha, he then leaves the basket full of fruits of the Bikurim on the side of the Mizbeach, and he bows and he exits the Beis HaMikdash. Taisus Medayik, that it's Masha, the Mishnah Mikurim, that the Tanufa was only Bishas Kriya at the time when he was reading the Parsha of Arami Ivet Avi. However, Taisus says in Sefri is Mashma that there were two Tanufas actually that were done. There's Sefri Darshans from the Hinach, the Lufne Hashem Alekecha, Melame Chetun and Tanufa Shtei Pa'amim. We see that there's two times that Tanufa is performed. Achas Bishas Kriya, but Achas Bishas Ishtach Avaya. One Tanufa at the time of the reading of the Parsha of Arami Ivet Avi, and one at the time when he bows before he exits the Beis HaMikdash, there's another tenufa that's done with the Kayin together with the Bailam. In the end of Taisis, Taisis says, Ayri Shreimer, perhaps we could say that Be'emes, the Sufri does not mean that every time a person brought Bikurim that there were two Tnufas that needed to be done, but rather, since the halacha is that certain times when one brings Bikurim, there is no Kriyas HaParsha. For example, the Mishnah says someone who brings Bikurim from Sukkot's time until Chanukah, though he brings Bikurim, but there is no Kriya of the Parsha, the male of Sufri is telling us that in such a case, the tenufa is not done b'shas the kriya, because there is no kriya, but rather the tenufa is done b'shas yishtach avaya, when he bows down before he exits the Beis HaMikdash. However, at times of the Sufri, when Bikurim is brought in its regular time, where there is kriya done, so then the kriya is done, the tenufa is done b'shas the kriya. Comes out from Taisus and Mayer the Kachidish, both like the first Malach of Taisus, that there are actually two Tenufas that are done by every Bikurim, or even like the second Malach in Taisus, that depending upon whether it's a Bikurim which has a Kriya to it, then the Tenufa is done with Shas the Kriya. If it's a Bikurim which does not have the aspect of Kriya, so then the Tenufa is done with Shas the Shtachavaya at the time that one bows before he exits the Beis HaMikdash. Be'emes Devul Negayin in Parshas Kisavai, on the Pasuk by Bikurim, when the Torah ends off, Ishtachavisa, Lifnei Hashem Alikacha, that before you exit after bringing Bikurim, you shall bow then to Hashem. Devul Negayin says that this is a klal by every person who comes into the Mikdash, that before he exits, there's halacha of Ishtachavaya, there's halacha that one has to go ahead and be Mishtachavet. However, Reb Eli Chaim Swerlov Shlita, I saw written down, B'shem Reb Eli Chaim Swerlov, that he wanted to bring a raya from this Taisus to a proper way to understand what the guy is teaching us. From Taisus we see a Maritik Yusayt. From Taisus we see a fascinating thing. After all, the guy teaches us that Hishtachavaya is halacha, by every time a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he does something before he leaves, he bows. But from the fact that Taisus says that the Tenufa of the Bikurim is done at the time of the Hishtachavaya, if the bowing down had no connection at all with the Avaida that was being done for the reason that you came to the Beis HaMikdash, it would be hard to understand that this should be a Zman for the Tnuf of the Bikurim. If the Shtachavaya, if the Gaon just meant to say that there's a Klaliyistik Allah, a general concept, that one bows down when he leaves from the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not connected at all with the Avaida, or for the reason of him having entered the Beis HaMikdash to begin with, it will be a tremendous chiddush to understand that Tenufa can be done at such a time. Zotar Beli Chaim Swerlov Shlita, the L'chaira from Taisus, we see that the Pshat and the Gain is as well. The Gain means to say that whenever you're coming to the Mikdash for a halacha, whatever that halacha might be, there's a din that when you exit the Mikdash, sort of the ending of that avodah that you came for, the gemara of it is with a hishtachavaya, is with a bowing down. But in a chanami, depending upon why you enter, that hishtachavaya is meshach shayach, has a connection to whatever you were doing in the Mikdash. It's not the pshat that the hishtachavaya, the bowing down before you exit, is just a general thing which has no connection to the reason why you enter the Mikdash. But rather, if you brought Bikurim, and now you're leaving the Mikdash, you're supposed to bow mikayach the havas Bikurim, mikayach this that you brought the Bikurim, and therefore it passes to make a tnuvas abikurim at the time of Hishtachavaya. Now the Gemara learns out that the din tnufa by Bikurim and by the Shlamim as well has to be done both by the Kain and both by the Bailam. And we learn that Xer Shava Yad Yad from Shlamim. By the Bikurim it only mentions the Kain. Ksivhachavok Achakain, Hatenami Yadacha, the Kain takes the basket from your hand. Uksivhasim, by Shlamim it only talks about the Bailam. It says Yadav to the Edna, his hands bring us Ishi Hashem, the Karman of Hashem. But we learn that Xer Shava one to another. Makan Kain, just like by the Tenufa of Bikurim, it says explicitly that the Kain is involved in the Tenufa. Huadim, by every Shlamim, the Kain is involved in the Tenufa. And the same way that by the Shlamim, though it only mentions the Bailam, the Kain also is involved. Huadim, by Bikurim, the Kain is involved. The Bailam is involved in the Tenufa as well. Haketz, the Gemara says, so how does it work? Kayin maniach yadai tachas yad bailam umeinif. The Kayin places his hand beneath the hand of the bailam, and they do the tnufa together. Taisa says that this, that the Gemara says that the actual hand of the kain is placed beneath the hand of the Bailum, that Taisa has to be lav dafka. It cannot be literal that you're actually placing, the kain is placing his hand directly beneath the hand of the Bailum. Zak Taisa, because then there will be a problem of a chatzitza between the hand of the kain and the kli. And if after all he has to be involved in the process of the tnufa of waving the basket of fruits, how could his hand be directly underneath the hand of the Bailum? It should be issue of chatzitza. And Taisus even brings a raya. The Gemara in the end of Shtei Midah says that chutzvin and a karban cannot do the tenufa together because there's a problem of chatzitza, one hand interposing between the other one's hand. Rather, Taisus says that the pshat over here by the Bikurim is that the kayim places his hands on the bottom of the basket and the bailum holds on the top, on the edge of the basket. And in Mela, that's called Yad Kayin Tata, because the Kayin's hand is beneath the Bailum. It's on the bottom of the basket, where the Bailum is holding the rim of the basket. Huadin by the Imurim, when one brings the Imurim of a Karban, they're placed on the hand of the Bailum, and the Kayin Zaktaisis has to be holding onto the Imurim that are coming out of the palm of the Bailum's hands. It cannot be that the Kayin is actually placing his hands beneath the Bailum, because again, there will be this issue of Chatzitza. However, Taisis points out that the Yushalmi Mesachta Saita is Mashma, that the way the process of the Tenufa was done was with an Agia Mamish, that the Kayin was actually touching the hand of the Bailum. Because by a mincha saita, a saita must bring a karban mincha. The Yushalmi asks, "Ve'ena davar kiyar, isn't it not a proper thing that's being done over here, that the kayin is holding this woman's hands doing the tnufa of the mincha saita together with her?" So the Yushalmi first says, "Maybe mapa, ena chanami, you bring a towel to be a hafsek between the hands of the kayin and the hands of the saita." In fact, the Yushalmi ve'ena chaitzitz, but then you have an issue of chatzitza. So the Yushalmi says, "You're right. Maybe Kain Zaken, it must be that you bring an older Kain where there's no Cheshash Her, he's already a very old man, and Mamela he does the Tanufa together with this woman, the Saita." The Gumbishami then offers another explanation, Afilu, Tema Yelit, it could even be a Kain who's a child, any Yitzhara Matzalai Seshah, for such a small amount of time, we're not concerned for the Yitzhara. Now Taisus says that from the Yishalmi, however, in sight, will be mashman, not like my entire Shtigl Torah. I just finished saying that both by Bikurim and by the Shlomim that Tznufa is done, so the Kayin is not actually touching the Bailum's hand. However, the Yishalmi in sight will be mashman. There is a Negiyah of the Yad Kayin with the Yad Bailum. Taisus says, however, we can answer the Yishalmi, and we could stick with my original Mahalach, that Avada, this issue of Chatzitza, and therefore the Kayin is hands on the bottom of the basket of the Bikurim, and the Bailum's hands are on top, and who adim by the Shlomim, the Kayin is holding on to the piece that's jutting out from his palm, and the Bailum's holding on to the piece that's resting in his palm. Either Yushalmi is mashma, that the Yad Bailum is touching the hands of the Saita. Zaktai says, no, not necessarily. Yushalmi just means to say, when they're involved in the process of waving the mincha in all the directions, Lai Molet, it's very probable that he's going to end up touching this woman's hands, and there should be an issue of hair. That's Pshana Yushalmi. But the Yushalmi does not mean to say that when it comes to Tnufa, the hands of the Kayin are directly placed beneath the hands of the Bailum, because again, there will be this issue of Chatzitza. So it comes out that Shitas Taisus is that by all Tnufais, the way the Tnufa is done is in one uniformed way, that the Kayin holds onto one area, either by the basket of the Bikurim, he holds beneath the basket, the Bailum holds the top, the rim, by the Saita as well, he holds one part, she holds another part, and by the Shlomim. However, the Sefer Torah Zeroim is Medayik in the Mishnah and Bikurim, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Over there, he brings down Shitas Taisus and Menachos as well, holds that the hands of the Bailum and the hands of the Kayin are in different places. When we say in the Gemara that the he's maniach yadei tachas yad Bailum, it doesn't mean literally beneath his hands, touching his hands. However, the Tirus Ram points out that the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Karbanis is mashma, that it's mamish beneath the hands of the Bailum. The Rambam over there does not make any such distinction and say that the pshat is it's in two different places. The Rambam brings down the mitzvah ketzurasei. The din is you need a kayin and the bialim. And the kayin places his hands beneath the bialim. And why is there no issue of chatzitza according to the Rambam? Because that's how the mitzvah of tenufa was said. That's exeris hakasav. You need the kayin and the bialim together. Memela, it's not called the issue of chatzitza. That's the surah of how the tenufa is done. And Be'emes, that's what Taisa Kedushin, Naflam and Vav says as well, Dr. Tairiz Ram, that there is no issue of Chatzitza. However, the Rambam is very fascinating. On the one hand, when it comes to the Shlamim over there, the Rambam says clearly that the Kayin puts his hands directly beneath the hands of the Bailam. Mashe'enkin, when it comes to Bikurim, over there the Rambam says that the Bailam holds the basket on top, and the Kayin holds the bottom of the basket. Zoktatar is Ram from the Rambam, we see a Maradiki site. The Rambam is Mechal between the Tnufa of Bikurim and the Tnufa of a regular carbon. Zoktatar is Ram, the Pshat in the Rambam is that by a regular carbon, the Rambam understands the hands of the Bailam are Lamata and the Kain's hands are beneath it. Because it says Yadav Tiviana, his hands bring the carbon. The Derech Hava, the way of bringing a carbon is on top of your palms. And therefore the Kain as well places his hands beneath it. Masha'enkin, the Rambam understood when it comes to Bikurim, since the Pasuk of Tenufa that we learn out is from the Pasuk V'laka HaKain HaTena Miyodecha, the Kain will take the basket from your hands. The Rambam learned up from there that the tour of the Tenufa, the way the Tenufa is done, is Darach Hava, is the way you give over an object to someone else. The Lokach HaKain Tenem Yadacha, how is the Tenufa done? The Tenufa is done in the tzura, in a way, how a person gives over a basket to someone else. Memela over there, the Rambam holds that the Bailam holds the top rim of the basket, and the Kayin puts out his hands, and it's like he's accepting the basket from the Bailam, and therefore that's the tour of how the Tenufa is done as well, with him placing his hands beneath the basket as if he's getting the basket from the Bailam, and that's how the Tenufa is meant to be done.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.